Hello, friends. It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie, Gracie, the super smart tortoise. Say hi, Gracie.
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today. We are still in Peru, and we are going to explore Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu is in south-central Peru, about 50 miles from Cusco.
Machu Picchu! I'm so excited! Machu Picchu! It's a deserted city that was built by the Inca. The word means old peak in the language of the Inca. This is really strange, but the Inca didn't have an alphabet, so they couldn't write anything down. So that means they didn't have any books to read. That is so sad. I love to read.
Me too. I can't imagine not having any books, Jasmine. The Inca people once ruled a huge empire right here in South America. The Incas built their capital, Cusco, in the 1100s. We were just there. I remember seeing the buildings that the Inca made from stone or adobe bricks. Adobe bricks are clay that has been baked in the sun.
I remember seeing the red houses, too. The Incas made their empire bigger by taking land from other people who lived here. That is not nice.
No, it wasn't. When the Spanish came to Peru in the 1500s, Francisco Pizarro captured Cusco, and that was the end of the Incan Empire. Today, the Inca people live in the Andes Mountains.
The Inca farmers grew corn, squash, tomatoes, peanuts, cotton, and potatoes. They also had guinea pigs, ducks, alpacas, and dogs. The Inca used llamas to help them work and even rode on them. The way they farmed is called terrace farming. Because they lived in the mountains, they made flat areas on the mountains that looked like steps. That made it so much easier than planting on a slanty mountain.
Yes, it was. If they just planted on the sloping side of the mountain, the rain would wash away the plants. The Inca made clothing from the llama wool and cotton. They created pottery, musical instruments, and things out of metal. Even though they had no written language, they kept records by using a system of colored cords called capote.
I have one question. If the Incas lived in Cusco, why did they build Machu Picchu?
That is one of history's mysteries. Many archaeologists, scientists who study the past, believe that it was the country house of an Incan emperor. They're also not sure why it was abandoned. One thought is that there was not enough water.
Yeah, that's a good reason. After the people left, it was forgotten. For hundreds of years, plants grew on it and only a few people thought about it. In 1911, a farmer showed it to a U.S. archaeologist. Now, lots of people like to visit Machu Picchu, like us.
I'm glad we took a train and a bus to get here. It would take 4 days to hike the trail.
Oh, me too. But we still have to climb up the path through the cloud forest to get to the top of the Machu Picchu ruins.
I am ready. Machu Picchu had two parts, a farming part and a city part with more than 150 buildings. There were houses, baths, temples, and sanctuaries.
Jinkies, Gracie, it is so beautiful here. I can see the ruins of the city with the misty mountains behind it, almost like we're visiting a dream. Machu Picchu looks like a maze with just the foundations or the edges of the buildings left. I can't wait to go and explore them.
Here in the farming or agricultural part, we see the guardian's house. It's one of the few buildings in Machu Picchu where a roof was put back on so that we could see what the buildings really look like. It only has 3 walls and is where the guard lived.
Onward to the Temple of the Sun. We must climb up lots and lots of steps.
Let's rest here for a few minutes at the entrance of the city at the Sun Gate.
We are here, the Temple of the Sun. This temple was used to worship the Inca sun god Inti. I wish I could see it before it became a ruin. It was decorated with gold and silver ornaments, super sparkly.
It is the only building here that had a round shape. The sun was very important to the Incas. This temple was used to study the sun, the moon, and the stars. The Temple of the Sun has a window that on the summer solstice, June 21st, the sun comes right through the window.
That would be amazing to see. Too bad it's not June 21st. This would have been a really cool place to live. Now it's home for llamas. They are everywhere. And they look so happy.
Yes, they are. But be on the lookout, Jasmine. The llamas think they own Machu Picchu. And if you get too close, they'll chase you away. Over there, do you see the vizcachas hiding in the walls?
I do. They are so cute. Vizcachas are part of the chinchilla family and look like a rabbit with a long fluffy tail. They look so soft and cuddly. Their rabbity ears are so velvety.
They would be soft to pet. Vizcachas are adorable. They grow to be a foot and a half long and weigh up to 7 pounds. To blend in with the rocks, their fur is brown with a yellow tummy. Their back feet are big and strong, but the front feet are smaller. They use their legs and feet for jumping.
Vizcachas live in holes in the rocks. During the day, they like to rest, lay in the sun, groom their fur, and eat. They like grass best, and since there's not a lot of water in the mountains, they get all the water they need from the grass. Amazing! I want to find some more. Ooh, I see one over there, and two over there. Too bad I can't take one home.
Unfortunately, vizcachas are not good pets. I think it's time we head back down the mountain. Are you ready to go, Jasmine?
I am, and let's do rabbit jokes for the vizcacha. What game do young bunnies play during recess?
I know this one, hopscotch. Here's mine. How do you catch a unique rabbit?
With a carrot?
Good guess, but unique up on it.
Oh, unique up on it, like you sneak up on it. Very tricky, Gracie. My favorite place was when we were looking for the vizcachas. How about you?
My favorite place was seeing the Temple of the Sun. How about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right. And come back next time for Columbia. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.